against Mason's neck stopped, and he felt Bobby stiffen next to him.
Max was naked while chatting with you? Bobby said through gritted teeth.
Well, I can't be sure. I only saw him from the waist up, but... He lifted one shoulder and struggled to keep the teasing tone out of his voice.
If I had to guess, I'd say yes.
Son of a bitch!
Rig growled so low, Mason barely made out the words. Mason coughed to cover up his snort of laughter at the irritation rolling off Bobby and Rig. Christ, they weren't only protective of him, they were possessive as hell. A tickling sensation started in Mason's belly, and he realized it was Rig and Bobby's reaction that caused the pleasant flutter. He liked the fact they felt possessive of him.
Well, I don't know if his mama is a bitch, but from the way he was looking at some man just off camera, I'd wager he wasn't thinking about her or anything he'd want to share with her.
The finger on Mason's neck slid up, and then his head was being pulled back by the fist in his hair. Rig leaned in close, the look in his eyes predatory.
Are you trying to rile us up?
Maybe,
Mason replied coolly, but he felt anything but. The glint of danger in Rig's dark eyes, the slight pain along the back of his scalp, and the way Bobby moved just a bit closer and grasped Mason's thigh sent heat rushing through his veins, converging in his groin and causing his dick to swell.
I think someone is begging to have his naughty ass spanked, Bobby mused.
Mason looked between them and let out the grin he'd been holding back.
You know, that's kind of funny. Max said the same thing.
So, about that game of Monopoly?
A rumbling sound moved up Rig's chest.
I'm hungry.
He looked Mason up and down and licked his lips. The desire rolling off Rig in waves caused Mason's mouth to go dry.
There's no food in the house, and if we have to go into town, your naughty little ass is coming with.
The hand on Mason's leg moved higher, and he could feel Bobby practically vibrating next to him. The thin material of his shorts was not enough of a barrier to hide his very hard, very erect cock. It was on the tip of his tongue to beg Rig to kiss him, plead with Bobby to keep moving his hand higher, but he couldn't, not yet.
Fine, he conceded,
a little breathless, and pried the hand from his hair and stood, needing a little space between them. Later, he tried to figure out what the fuck was holding him back from dropping to his knees and giving in to what he wanted. But right now, he couldn't think when they were so damn close to him. When they were touching him, when he could smell them and feel the heat of their bodies. Mason looked down at the way his shorts tended obscenely.
Yep, that's who does all the thinking when those brilliant bastards are close.
With a huff, he stomped to the front door.
I'll go, but I'm sitting in the car.
Chapter 18. Rig watched Mason out of the corner of his eye as they moved along the produce section of the local food mart. When they'd pulled into the parking lot, there had only been two other cars, but it still took a little urging and bartering, which included promises of full-body rubs and games of Monopoly, before Mason had agreed to come in the store with them.
So what kind of veggies should we get for supper?
Rig asked, with a smirk, and held up a large cucumber.
How about this? He asked with a wink.
Oh my God, would you give me that?
Mason squeaked, his eyes scanning the area wildly as he snatched the vegetable from Rig and set it down.
You don't like cucumbers?
Rig asked innocently. Rig burst out laughing at the shocked look on Mason's face and the way his cheeks, all the way up to his ears, turned bright red.
I'm going to go sit in the car,
Mason muttered, a ripe string of curses pouring from him as he stomped away.
Way to go, Mr. Insensitive,
Bobby chastised.
Didn't you learn anything from Max about Mason's social phobia? It means he doesn't do well in public.
Guilt caused Rig's gut to flop.
Shit, I just wanted to make him laugh.
Rig raced to grab Mason's arm, stopping him before he could make it too far away.
No more veggie porn.
Mason looked back at Rig, arched one brow, his look dubious, but he didn't try to pull away.
Come on, I promise to behave, Rig added sincerely.
Mason scanned the area again, satisfied there was no one around. He sighed and stabbed a finger in Rig's chest.
Everyone knows bananas are way better, he deadpanned, and then held one up and ran his fist down it as if he were jerking it off.
Rig sat there, mouth agape, until Bobby came up and used a tip of one finger to push Rig's chin upward.
You so fucking deserve that one.
He then put his arm around Mason's shoulder and steered him down the aisle.
You are my hero,
he chuckled, then made an exaggerated kissing sound as he pressed his lips to Mason's cheek. Mason looked back over his shoulder and winked at Rig, who was still standing there, dumbfounded, but he shrugged it off quickly and followed them. He was so going to spank that sassy ass, both of them. They made it through the canned good, baking supplies, and meat department without any problems. The laughter that had started out the shopping venture seemed to set the tone. Only once did Rig notice that Mason was a little nervous when a man and woman pushing an empty cart headed toward them, their voices loud as they argued over what to have for dinner. Mason had pushed close to Rig and joined their pinkies, looking to Rig for comfort. The simple act made Rig's chest swell with pride, knowing that Mason was drawn to him when he was nervous or scared. The emotions Mason brought out in him were intense, possessive, and powerful. His overwhelming need to protect Mason left him a little shaky. He'd never felt anything so powerful. Rig tried to remember if he'd felt this way about Steven. Surely he must have. His boy had been everything to him. Yet Steven hadn't ever been as fragile as Mason, and if he had felt this way, the memory of it had faded with time. The feelings that Mason brought out in him felt like the anticipation of a first kiss. He was all fluttery, nervous, elated, and pretty damn sure he hadn't felt feelings like this since he was a kid. Mason made him feel young and alive.
Damn it! I forgot to grab sugar, Bobby grumbled.
I'll go grab it, Mason offered. He took Rig's hand, lacing their fingers. Come on, Rig, you can help me carry it.
Rig shot a questioning look at Bobby, who just smiled and gave a curt nod. Rig shrugged and allowed Mason to pull him along. Again, he felt ridiculously giddy by such a simple gesture. Neither of them said a word as they walked through the store, Rig following along like a happy little puppy, eager to go wherever he was led. Mason's hand was warm against his the entire time. Rig was still wearing a big, goofy grin by the time they caught up with Bobby in the health and beauty aisle. He dropped the bag of sugar into the cart. Rig just smirked at the questioning look Bobby gave him, as he also added the chocolate syrup and can of whipped cream Mason insisted they needed. Bobby snatched a can of shaving cream from the shelf, stared at it a second, before dropping it in the cart.
I've been meaning to ask you, he said, addressing Mason. Do you have a toiletries fetish?
Mason's expression was one of confusion.
Huh? Your hall closet, Bobby clarified,
as he picked up a bottle of body wash and wrinkled his nose. Bobby set it back on the shelf and wiped his hand on his shorts before grabbing another one and adding it to the cart as well.
It's more impressive than the shelves here.
Oh, yeah, that, Mason said with a shrug. I order whatever I can from an online store. The rest I usually have delivered.
He'd been wondering the same thing when he'd seen the well-stocked shelves in Mason's hall closet.
You never come here? Rig asked.
Not if I can help it. Charles usually did all the shopping, he added, looking away, but not before Rig got a glimpse of pain in Mason's eyes. Rig's chest tightened. Mason stood shifting from foot to foot as he waited for Bobby to pick out whatever else he needed. Rig was not paying attention, his focus on Mason. The hand in his tightened, and he looked over to see an elderly gentleman approach. Once again, Mason moved closer to Rig and averted his gaze. Rig had been reading a lot on social anxiety disorders. Max had been a wealth of information, but until their little excursion into town, he hadn't seen it firsthand. It was painful to watch. He no longer had any desire to go to the flea market. If it was this difficult for Mason to be around just a couple of strangers, there would be no way he'd be able to handle a large crowd. And no way would Rig be able to handle witnessing Mason's struggle. He was still pissed off that Gregory and Charles hadn't gotten Mason the help he needed to deal with his phobia. But he understood a little better now. Rig's first instinct was to rush Mason home and protect him from any distress.
Okay, Bobby, grab what you need and let's go. I'm hungry.
What about the flea market? Bobby asked, as he dropped a pack of razors in with the shaving cream.
Not feeling it today.
He released Mason's hand and wrapped an arm around Mason's waist, keeping him close as he ushered them toward the front of the store to the checkout counter.
I'm suddenly in the mood for a burger on the grill, a cold beer, and a board game.
The relieved smile on Mason's face when he looked at Rig was enough to wipe away any doubts that he'd do anything to protect him, and with it the anger he held against Gregory and Charles. Right or wrong, he understood why. The thought frightened the fuck out of Rig. Bobby sat in the back seat, staring at the back of Rig's head, as they made their way to Mason's little bungalow. Who the hell was the man sitting in front of him? And what had he done with the Rig Bobby had known nearly half his life? It wasn't like Rig to be so... hell, he didn't even know which word to use to describe him. What made them such a great team was the way they complemented each other. They fit together like two pieces of a puzzle, but were as different as night and day. Bobby had always been more of the nurturing type, the one who cooked, fussed over dusty baseboards, and the one to tend to a red ass or put salve on a flogged back. Rig was, for the most part, much less fussy. His clothes rarely made it into the hamper, and he didn't care about dust bunnies or dishes left in the sink. After a scene, he'd lay holding their boy, humming and murmuring soothing words, trusting that Bobby would check and care for any wounds. What Rig lacked in Molly Maid and Florence Nightingale skills, he made up for in keeping their home in good repair, doing all the yard work, maintaining their cars. Their kinks were similar, but Rig was by far the more authoritative and strict of the two. Rig was the stereotypical alpha male. To see him coddling Mason, holding his hand, or wrapping him in his arms when the smaller man would show any signs of unease, it was a rare occurrence when Rig would show his gentler side. But Mason seemed to bring it out easily and often in Rig. And if Bobby were being completely honest with himself, he liked it. A lot. Rig pulled up next to Mason's Envoy and cut the engine. Bobby briefly wondered what Mason was going to do with it. The vehicle had belonged to Mason's Dom. Mason knew how to drive, but wasn't a big fan of it. Claimed he'd much rather be chauffeured around. Bobby had teased him of being a pampered princess, and Mason had smiled sweetly, not even trying to deny it. There were a lot of things he still didn't know about Mason, but wasn't sure how to broach the subject. After discovering what Charles's family had done about the funeral, Bobby couldn't help but worry about the other issues. Did Mason have legal rights to the home he lived in, the vehicles? Had his Dom secured his future, since Mason obviously couldn't work outside the home? Bobby pinched the bridge of his nose and closed his eyes as the worry filled him. He and Rig would need to return to New York soon, but he just couldn't leave unless he knew Mason would be okay. But again, wasn't sure how or if he should ask.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty, you want to snap out of it and help with the groceries?
Rig asked, opening Bobby's door and giving him a curious look. Bobby jerked out of his uneasy musing and gave himself a little internal shake. He'd have to talk to Rig about it, maybe even ask Max what he should do.
Or you could just ask the man himself.
Bobby sighed and pushed open his door further and stepped out.
No, I'll leave the heavy lifting to you, Mr. I love this steam bath heat.
He waved a hand, dismissing Riggs' narrow-eyed gaze, and headed into the house. An hour later, with full bellies, Rig, having grilled some mean-ass burgers they'd all gorged themselves on, they gathered around the small kitchen table as Mason set up the board game.
I fucking hate Monopoly, Rig grunted, his voice low.
You hate it because you always lose, Bobby reminded him.
We can play something else, Mason offered. I don't have any other board games, but I think I have some cards somewhere.
Monopoly is fine, Bobby assured him, and snatched up the car before Rig could grab it. His quick reflexes won him an evil glare from his partner.
Besides, he continued, grinning at Rig, we promised we'd play if you went to town, so Mr. Grumpy is just going to have to suck it up.
I'll give you something to suck up, Rig grunted, and grudgingly took the little dog and set it on the start square.
Mason covered his mouth with the back of his hand, hiding his smile, but he couldn't hide it from his eyes. Bobby's gut did a backflip seeing the gleam. He wasn't a big fan of the game either, but it was a small price to pay to keep that glint in Mason's eye and the happiness radiating from him. Mason finished handing out all the money, taking on the job as banker when both Bobby and Rig refused the offer. He set the horse and rider on the board and grabbed the dice.
Okay, how about we make this game a little more interesting? Mason asked with a smirk.
You cannot make this game interesting, Rick grumbled.
Mason handed the dice to Rig.
Wanna bet?
It was Bobby's turn to try and hold back his laughter, but he was about as successful as Mason had been. The kick delivered to Bobby's shin was proof of his failure.
What?
He asked innocently, and scooted his chair a little closer to Mason's and out of kicking range.
Each time you land on someone's property, you owe them the money, as well as an article of clothing.
The look on Rig's face was priceless, and for the second time that day, Bobby used his finger to push Rig's chin up and close his gaping mouth. Rig instantly dropped the dice and moved his game piece.
Chapter 19.
Thank you very much, Mason said smugly, as he accepted Rig's shorts, his last article of clothing.
Bobby already sat at the table in his birthday suit, shaking his head at a grumbling Rig. Mason, however, was completely clothed, minus his flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure you cheated, Rig complained,
but the slight smirk softened the accusation.
Totally not my fault that you landed on go directly to jail 3 times, or that you seemed to have a fondness for a community chest, Mason said as he neatly folded Rig's shorts and added them to the rest of his one clothing.
Not only had he not cheated, something impossible to do in Monopoly other than skimming cash from the bank, which he had not done, he'd shocked himself by suggesting the strip rule in the first place. Ever since Rig had jerked him off in the shower, he'd been thinking about them touching him again. Imagined Bobby on his knees, with Mason's dick in his mouth rather than Rig's, but he couldn't ask. It had been years since he'd actually asked for sex. Even before he'd met Gregory and Charles, he wasn't one to ever initiate any type of physical intimacies. It just wasn't in his nature. And while he loved how Bobby and Rig coddled him, cared for him, it was driving him fucking nuts, and he was ready to shred the kid gloves off their hands.
So now that you have us broken naked, what you gonna do with us?
Rig asked, leaning an elbow on the table, propping up his chin and raising his brows.
Well,
Mason's cheeks heated, and he studied the pile of clothes. He knew what he wanted to do. Knew what he hoped would happen. But Christ, they weren't going to make him ask, were they? He looked back and forth between Rig and Bobby. Both men had matching grins and predatory gazes. Mason swallowed hard, and his pulse sped up.
Ask me. Take me. Fuck me,
Mason pleaded silently. He opened his mouth,
the words on the tip of his tongue, ready to be shouted. A part of him, a very, very strong part of him, wanted to fall to his knees and start begging. He was frozen to his seat and couldn't get his limbs to respond. His mouth flopped open and closed with as much success as a fish flopping around on the bottom of a boat. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't seem to make a single sound. Fuck! He'd gone mute.
Mason? Bobby said, his voice deep and husky, and the sound of it went straight to Mason's straining erection.
He cleared his throat and tried to ask for what he needed, but again, no sound passed his lips, but the whooshing sound of his breath. Not only was he speechless and frozen, he couldn't even find the courage to meet their gazes and beg with his eyes. As if they had been silently sending messages to each other, Bobby and Rig both moved their chairs closer to Mason. With his head down, he had the perfect view of two very naked men with two very large, very hard erections on either side of him. Mason's mouth went completely dry.
All you have to do is tell us what you want, Rig murmured, and then leaned in and kissed the side of Mason's neck. Just tell us what you need, Bobby added, and pressed his lips to the other side of Mason's neck.
Mason tilted back his head, giving the men more room to work. It was the only response to the warmth and tingling sensation he could muster. A large hand landed on his left thigh, seconds before another landed on his right. Both hands tickled the inside of each of Mason's thighs, setting off sparks of pleasure that raced to Mason's groin.
Is this what you need?
Rig asked, but his hand on Mason's left leg did the real asking as it inched higher. The tips of Rig's fingers brushed gently against Mason's balls, up the outline of the bulge in his shorts, continuing to the waistband. Mason lifted his hips without hesitation as his shorts were pulled down, releasing his straining erection. Mason nodded, a pitiful moan escaping his parted lips.
And this? Bobby murmured against his neck, still kissing and licking, as the hand on Mason's right leg disappeared seconds before a warm, calloused fist wrapped around his cock and stroked it from tip to base. He grunted and pushed up into Bobby's hand.
I think that sounded like a yes,
Rig teased, and nipped Mason's ear, causing Mason to shudder.
What do you think, Bobby? Did it sound like a yes to you?
I don't know,
Bobby responded, nosing against Mason's jaw and down the side of his neck, the tip of his hot tongue leaving a wet trail along Mason's flesh.
I was sort of busy and not quite sure I heard him right.
The hand on Mason's dick started a slow rhythm. Each pull ended with Bobby's thumb teasing over the flared head before moving achingly slow downward again. Bobby set a maddeningly slow and gentle pace, while Rig was getting bolder, more aggressive with Mason's sack, tugging and rolling his balls in the palm of his hand. They didn't actually expect him to answer, did they? His pulse was pounding in his ears, his breath already beginning to come in short pants, and his hips were snapping against those wonderful hands. Surely, that was answer enough.
Just say yes, Mason, Rig encouraged.
Apparently, they did expect him to answer, and Mason finally pushed out what sort of, kind of, maybe, sounded like a yes. Thankfully, it was close enough for Rig, because the next thing he knew, Rig was lifting him from his chair, his face still buried in the side of Mason's neck. Mason whimpered a broken sound when the hands on his groin disappeared, but it turned into a deep, needy moan as Rig started sucking on Mason's neck as he headed toward the bedroom. The instant he was dropped on the bed, Bobby and Rig lay down next to him, and those wonderful hands were back on him, pulling off his clothes and tossing them haphazardly around the room.
Once he was stripped bare, both Bobby and Rig slowed in their urgency and took a moment to stare down at Mason's naked form. Their hands, moving almost reverently along Mason's chest, abdomen, and limbs. Rig licked his lips, the heated look on his face, the need and want and desire swirling in his eyes, caused a shiver to run down Mason's spine. Bobby and Rig worked like a well-oiled machine. Each movement of their hands complemented the other. They seemed to know exactly where to touch him, one man's touch heightening the pleasure of the others. Mason reveled in their attentions, willingly giving himself over to them. Whatever they wanted from him, they could have it, as long as they kept touching him, loving him. Rig took Mason's mouth, pushing his tongue deep, kissing Mason languidly. Mason went passive, opening to him and allowing Rig to explore his fill. Mason whimpered into Rig's mouth as Bobby latched on to one of Mason's nipples, teasing it with lips and tongue until it was erect. Mason arched his back as Bobby's teeth scraped along the hard nub, and he started sucking hard. With hands holding him, mouth covered, and the wet sucking heat on his chest, Mason could only squirm and moan and react to the pleasure inflaming him.
"You drive me crazy with how much I want you," Rig said against Mason's lips.
Mason gasped with how intensely Rig's words affected him. The sentiment behind them, the desire and raw need, caused something deep inside him to react as completely and as powerfully as his flesh responded to their physical touch. Mason couldn't put his finger on why those words tore at him. It was something he'd have to consider later, but not now.
"Please," he said between kisses.
Mason wasn't sure what he was asking for. More touch, more words, more of everything Rig and Bobby were giving him. It was the right word to finally mutter, because Rig and Bobby responded immediately. Rig took his mouth again, tangling his hand in Mason's hair and holding him still as he devoured Mason's mouth. Bobby moved across Mason's chest, his beard tickling Mason's flesh, until he latched on to Mason's other nipple and sucked it hard. Mason's eyes fell shut. This was who he was, what he wanted, and what he needed. To have Bobby and Rig control every aspect of his pleasure and body, even his very breath, belonged to Rig in that moment.
"I want you," Rig said,
breathless, as he pulled back from the kiss just enough to meet Mason's gaze. He'd both fantasized and feared this, but as Rig spoke the words, a trigger was flipped inside Mason, and any fear that might have lingered drained away with the anticipation flowing through him. He dug his fingers into Rig's shoulder and moaned wantonly.
"Don't ask, just take," he murmured,
as he lowered his eyes submissively away from Rig's lust-filled gaze. It was the closest he could come to begging to be dominated. Rig propped himself up on an elbow and scanned the area.
"Shit," he grumbled.
"I'm on it," Bobby told him, and rolled away.
Mason watched Bobby move across the room toward the door, ass swaying and large erection bobbing as he headed out. It was only after he'd disappeared that he found enough brain cells to figure out where the man was going, and he chuckled and pointed at the bedside table.
"There are condoms and lube in the back of the drawer."
Rig sprung from the bed and practically ripped the drawer from the table as he scrambled to get at the supplies.
"Bobby, get your ass back in here. I got it,"
he yelled, and dropped the entire box of condoms on the bed and snapped open the top on the lube. Mason couldn't help but laugh again at the crazed look on Rig's face as he slicked up his fingers before tossing the tube onto the bed next to the condoms. Rig narrowed his eyes. He wasn't laughing as he took in Mason's body, spread out on the bed. Rig reminded Mason of a wild animal, coiling in readiness to spring upon its prey. A violent shudder went through Mason that stopped the amusing sound as his breath caught.
"How do you want it?"
Rig asked, as he dragged one slick finger along Mason's thigh.
Don't, Mason drew out, another shudder coursing through him before he could finish his sentence.
Obviously, Rig got the message just fine, and he grabbed onto Mason's calf and tugged him to the edge of the bed.
I've been waiting for this for weeks. Roll over, boy,
Rig demanded huskily. Mason's heart went into overdrive. Being called boy like that, for the first time in months, both hurt and excited him. But his body responded without hesitation, and he hissed when his erection pressed against the mattress.
Thank fuck, everything is at our place.
Mason heard Bobby gasp and then groan as he moved up behind Mason. Even with his face buried in the mattress, he could feel the man's eyes on him. His hips were grabbed and lifted from the mattress. Mason scrabbled against the soft cotton sheets as he struggled to find purchase as he was yanked farther off the bed. His fist curled in the sheets as his feet hit the floor. He barely had time to adjust to the new position when a slick finger brushed against his crease. Rig held his hip in a tight grip, his blunt fingers digging in as he continued to tease and probe Mason's crease. Mason tried to push back, wanting those exploring fingers to move deeper, enter him. But the hold Rig had on him made it impossible to move, and he whimpered in frustration and need.
Be still, boy, Rig murmured. I know what you need, he promised.
Mason turned his head until his flushed cheek lay against the cool cotton, watched Rig out of the corner of his eye, and did as he was told. The bed dipped on the other side of Mason, seconds before warm, strong hands began kneading the muscles of his shoulders and lower back.
Look at you, Bobby said appreciatively. So beautiful. Beautifully sexy,
Rig added in a raspy voice. Mason's legs were gently pushed apart by Rig's foot until he was spread wide open. Mason held his breath, his body thrumming as Rig teased at Mason's ass, tapping and pushing against his entrance. Mason sighed when Rig finally pushed the tip one finger into him, the sound turning to a broken moan when Rig only continued to tease him just the tip, moving it back and forth, only ever so slightly. Other than the tight grip on Mason's hip, the two men continued to touch him gently. Bobby's hand moved from Mason's scalp down to his ass, gently, soothingly, as Rig continued to play with his ass, painstakingly slowly, until Mason thought he'd go mad with anticipation. Whether coincidence or simply that Rig could read Mason's body perfectly, he pushed his finger deep just as Mason opened his mouth to beg for more. Mason suspected it was the latter, but in that moment, he didn't really care what the reason was, as long as Rig kept doing it. Mason grunted and moaned and whimpered, words lost as Rig continued to move in and out of his ass with a slick, warm finger at a faster and faster pace. There were two, and Mason could only babble in thanks as Rig fucked his ass, twisting and turning his hand, scissoring his fingers, intensifying the pleasure of each stroke.
Fuck! Open that!
Rig barked, causing Mason's eyes to fly open and look up at him in question. But the order hadn't been directed at Mason, but rather Bobby, whose hands left Mason's back. The sound of a plastic wrapper crinkling could be heard seconds later. Mason didn't turn to make sure, his gaze riveted on Rig's face. His jaw was clenched so tight it made the muscles in his cheeks twitch. And there was a light sheen of perspiration on his forehead. It was his eyes that held Mason captive. They were so dark, the pupils blowing out the color, but it was the glint of danger that thrilled Mason the most. In one look, Mason knew that Rig was barely holding back the animal that wanted out, and he couldn't help but poke it, tempted. Mason's own beast shrugged off the kid gloves, having been pushed too far to care about anything but carnal needs, instinctual needs that overrode everything else.
Fuck me,
he growled, and shoved up onto his hands, his knuckles white as he gripped the mattress, bracing himself against the attack he knew would come. Rig didn't disappoint. His sheathed cockhead pushed into Mason in one slow thrust until his groin was pressed tight against Mason's ass.
Oh, God.
Mason's hands tightened further in the bedding as pain surged through him at the sudden invasion. He gritted his teeth, taking short, shallow breaths through his nose as his body adjusted to Rig's thickness. Mason squeezed his eyes shut and tried to will his body to relax. The fingers that dug into Mason's hip, ever so slowly, began to loosen their death grip as Rig began to pull out, slowly a fraction of an inch, and carefully work himself back into Mason. He could feel the effort it took Rig to go slow by the way his body trembled against Mason's, and the harsh breaths coming out as a hiss. Finally, with the infinite care Rig showed him, Mason's pain began to ebb as the pleasure flowed, spreading through him with each pulse. The ache of being full and stretched farther than he had in months became a throbbing need for more. Mason opened his heavy-lidded eyes and once again met Riggs, pleading as he grabbed onto Riggs' hip, encouraging him to move. Rig pulled out until just the head of his cock was breaching Mason, and then pushed in deep.
"Is this what you need?"
Rig grunted, and did it again. Mason's back arched as he cried out,
"Yes, please."
The rest of the word was not discernible as Rig slammed into him again. It was the last semi-coherent word that left his mouth as Bobby positioned himself on his knees in front of him and offered his fat cock. Mason hungrily accepted the offer and sucked it deep into his mouth with a satisfied moan. The room filled with the sounds of skin slapping skin, suckling and slurping, as well as pleasure-filled grunts, curses, and moans. Mason's focus was torn between the way Rig held him, pulling him back hard on his cock, over and over and over, and the way Bobby's cock filled his mouth, the musky, bitter taste of him, and trying to bring the man as much pleasure as Rig was giving him. The carnality of being forcefully held while both of his holes were filled to brimming was a heady aphrodisiac, and Mason lost himself to his dominant lovers.
"Fuck, you feel good. So tight,"
Rig crowed as he released his hold on Mason's hips. He planted his hands on the mattress under Mason's arms and pressed his chest against Mason's back until his lips brushed the shell of Mason's ear.
"So perfect,"
he whispered, breathless. His words, soft, almost gentle, were in sharp contrast to the brutal force of his thrusting hips. Mason looked up and briefly met Bobby's gaze, humming as Bobby began short, quick thrusts that rubbed his cockhead along Mason's tongue before the pleasure forced his eyes to close again. The change in Rig's strokes caused Mason's body to jerk and his muscles to tense. Each time he pressed deep, Rig rolled his hips, pushing Mason's straining dick to press against the mattress, adding just the right amount of friction to send him spiraling toward orgasm.
"Come for us, Mason,"
Bobby encouraged, and grabbed a handful of Mason's hair as he wrapped the other around Mason's cock, stroking in the same hard and brutal pace as Rig thrust in and out of Mason's ass. It was all the incentive Mason needed to release the tight hold he had on his pleasure, and he shouted his release as Rig pumped into him hard without finesse, his thrusts erratic until he tensed against Mason, groaning as he gave in to his own orgasm. As the last drop of seed was forced from his body, Mason floated, barely registering Bobby calling out his name and a warm liquid landing on his cheek and sliding down his jaw. Mason collapsed onto the mattress, grunting as he took Rig's full weight, but he loved the heaviness against him, the harsh breath against his ear, and the throb in his ass. His heart continued to pound rapidly, and his lungs screamed. Despite it, Mason basked in the afterglow, feeling better and lighter than he had in ages. Chapter 20. He hadn't remembered falling asleep. He'd been lying between Rig and Bobby, their warm bodies pressed against him, their strong hands caressing his flesh as they lay in bed watching TV. Since the night of Strip Monopoly, Mason hadn't had to ask for a single thing from either man. They both seemed to be so in tune to both Mason's physical needs as well as his emotional ones. Obviously, they had anticipated his physical ones before he even woke. Either that, or he was having one hell of a hot dream, because he felt not one, but two tongues licking along the length of his very hard, very ready-to-explode cock. He lay there long moments, as his cock and balls were bathed in warmth, afraid to open his eyes for fear the dream would end. The head of his cock was lapped at, a tongue pushed into the small slit, and Mason's eyes flew open. "Oh, thank fuck," he groaned when he lifted his head and found Bobby and Rig laving at his cock. He'd woken in pure paradise. Bobby lifted his head, and a sly smile curled his lip. "What was that?" he asked. Mason could only moan in response as his balls were cupped in a warm hand and then tugged gently. The touch caused his back to arch and his eyes nearly rolled back in his head. "I think he said to stop," Rig teased. "You want us to stop, Mason?"
"No."
Mason settled his hand on the back of Rig's head, urging him to continue.
"I mean, God, please don't."
He shook his head vigorously to emphasize how much he did not want them to stop. Bobby moaned, and the tugging on Mason's sack increased. Another set of fingers wrapped around the base of Mason's prick. It felt so good, and he was so close to popping, but he forced down the urge. No way was he going to let this end before he had a chance to fully enjoy it. His resolve not to come too soon was nearly ripped from him when the two doms, in perfect sync, began to lick up Mason's shaft. When they reached the flared head, their tongues swirled around each other's, as well as the sensitive head, before moving back down Mason's shaft. Bobby was the more vocal of the two, moaning and humming the entire time. The sound, as well as the vibration, made it all the more difficult to keep from tumbling over the edge into orgasm, but he held firm. Over and over his lovers lapped at his cock as well as the other's tongue, with sloppy enthusiasm. Mason shuddered. The sight and sound was maddening, and he spread his legs wider, giving them better access, and began thrusting gently.
"That feels oh fuck, that feels so good,"
he stuttered, his voice still heavy with sleep and arousal.
"Mm-hmm," Rig moaned. "Tastes so good, too,"
he praised, lapping at both Bobby's tongue and Mason's cock, sharing the small amount of pre-cum that was now oozing from the slit in a nearly steady stream. One of the hands on his balls slid back, fingers teasing, tapping, and caressing at his opening. Mason was torn, his pulse racing, and breaths coming out in short pants. He didn't know if he wanted to thrust or bear down on those teasing digits. He could only rock back and forth between the two sensations. He didn't have to choose. Bobby moaned huskily, licked up the length of Mason's shaft one last time, then nudged Rig out of the way as he sucked the head of Mason's cock into his mouth and sucked hard. At the same time, the muscles in Rig's arm flexed as he pushed the tip of one finger in past the tight ring of muscles, making a circular motion, encouraging Mason's body to open to him, and then shoved it in deep, setting a steady in-and-out rhythm. Mason arched his back off the bed, and this time, his eyes did roll back. How could they not? He couldn't focus, his body completely awash in sensations. He could only react instinctively to the pleasurable stimulation. A hot tongue pushed past Mason's lips, Rig's familiar scent enveloping him,
and Mason opened wide, allowing Rig to take what he needed. Mason got everything he needed in return by giving himself over to the two dominants.
"You can come whenever you want," Rig mumbled against his lips, and then sucked Mason's bottom lip into his mouth,
teasing it with tongue and teeth before releasing it.
"No, no, no," Mason groaned pitifully. "Don't say that."
He was humping against Rig's thrusting and twisting digits, two now deep inside him. Bobby had Mason's cock buried deep into his throat, sucking hard, while he tugged at Mason's balls, adding just the right amount of pain to his pleasure to send him flying. Bobby hummed in response to Mason's pleas, while he feasted on Mason's prick greedily. He could hold out a little longer if they told him not to, demanded him not to.
"What's the matter, Mason?" Rig murmured. "Don't like it? Want us to stop?"
"Going to. I don't want to. Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna come."
Mason slurred, drunk on pleasure.
"Do it," Rig demanded, a growl in his voice. "Feed it to him."
Rig bit Mason's bottom lip again, harder this time, setting off more sparks of pain.
"Shoot it down his fucking throat now,"
Rig ordered, and then shoved his tongue back deep into Mason's mouth. Mason's body tensed, and he shot his load down Bobby's throat as he'd been ordered to do. His cock pulsed and throbbed as he cried out his release into Rig's mouth, and his ass clenched down on the man's fingers. Bobby sucked and licked until he'd swallowed down every drop, and Mason's cock began to soften. Only then did Bobby release Mason's oversensitive shaft and nuzzle his aching sack, as Rig pressed his nose to the side of Mason's neck. Bobby placed one last kiss to the tip of Mason's cockhead, pulling a violent shudder from Mason, before moving up the bed to lie next to him. Mason started to thank them for such a perfect wake-up call, but what came out of his panting mouth was,
"Wow."
His head was spinning, his body melted bone deep, and he simply couldn't get his mouth to work properly. Bobby and Rig didn't seem to be in any hurry for small talk, both kissing along his neck and jawline gently, their hands roaming over Mason's chest and stomach tenderly. This was his favorite part of sex with his lovers. Yes, he still wanted to explore more, extreme things with them. He'd always loved the pleasure he found in pain, the raw and dirty, the hard and the fast. The buildup was fucking mind-blowing, and the orgasm even better, but these moments, the way they touched him and cared for him like he was precious, satisfied not just his body and mind, but his very soul. It took him a moment longer to get his rapid breathing back to something closer to normal, basking in their attentions before he could even think about trying to speak again.
"Thank you," he said sedately.
"That sure beats the hell out of the alarm clock."
"We aim to please," Bobby said, his warm breath tickling Mason's flesh.
"And how can I show you my gratitude?"
he asked, kissing the top of Rig's head and then Bobby's.
"Eggs Benedict works for me," Rig said.
"That works for me too," Bobby agreed. "And coffee."
"What about these?"
Mason asked, wiggling his hips against the hard cocks, prodding him from both sides.
"Anything I can do to help you out with these?"
Bobby lifted his head and pressed a soft kiss to Mason's lips.
"You don't have to. This was all for you."
"Speak for yourself," Rick grumbled, and shot Bobby an annoyed look. "I wouldn't say no to a little reciprocation. You know, a thank you blowjob."
"Greedy bastard," Bobby chastised, but he was grinning like a fool.
Mason loved that happy, playful smile, loved waking up with these two men wrapped around him, but add in laughter, and he knew the day was going to be amazing.
"I'm thinking of Mason," Rig said, going to his knees and wrapping a fist around his hard prick, stroking it as he spoke. "He needs his protein."
"Mm-hmm," Bobby said.
He sat back and scooched down to the end of the bed. Mason gasped when Bobby grabbed his ankle and yanked him down the bed, and then laughed when Bobby said to Rig,
Well, since we're making sure we've all had our daily recommended dose of protein, and I've had mine, he said slyly and licked his lips, and you're about to give Mason his, why don't you lie down there? He nodded toward Mason's head, and I'll take care of yours. Mason covered his mouth with his hand, trying to hold back the laughter that threatened at Rig's indignant snort, but it was useless. He needn't have worried about trying to muffle the sound. Rig grumbled, but he laid down where a now laughing Bobby had instructed. Mason had the choice of removing his hand and opening his mouth, or going blind as Rig's straining erection poked at the side of his face. He so did not want to go blind. The Eggs Benedict had been amazing, and Rig could grudgingly admit that the pre-protein snack had been pretty damn good, too. Unfortunately, the good feeling of the morning did not last. Rig ran a hand over his jaw and then reached around to the back of his neck, rubbing at the tense muscles there. He and Bobby had already extended their vacation for as long as they could. The owners of the house had a renter coming in next week, and while he knew they could stay with Mason as long as they wanted, he simply couldn't impose on his friends to house-sit any longer. They planned on asking Mason to come to New York with them. But what if he said no? What if... Rig rubbed harder at the tension as it increased and began to make his head throb. He and Bobby would just have to figure something out. There was no way in hell he was leaving Mason behind. He missed his friends, his home, the club, but Mason needed him. He needed both him and Bobby. Mason had come a long way in the last few weeks. He was happy most of the time, beginning to wake with a smile. And it was easy for Rig to get him laughing even before Mason put his feet on the floor in the morning. However, no matter how hard he tried, some days were still really hard for Mason. Hell, there were days when it was hard on him and Bobby, reliving the pain of their own loss through Mason's misery. Although there were still glimpses of sadness in Mason's big brown eyes, he was beginning to heal. He had no doubt Mason's progress would be lost if he and Bobby were to leave now.
Thinking about having to tell him, aren't you? Bobby asked, keeping his voice low.
Rig glanced toward the house to make sure Mason wasn't coming, before turning back to Bobby, where he was stretched out in the lounge chair next to him. They had moved out to the deck to give Mason a little privacy during his video chat with Max. Rig wished he knew what they were talking about, what was going through Mason's head, and how he could help him further. Max would never abuse Mason's trust, and Rig would never ask him to. He just wished Mason felt as comfortable talking to him and Bobby as he'd grown to trust Max with more of his deeper secrets and feelings.
I know we have to go home, at least for a little while, but I can't stand the thought of leaving him here alone, he admitted. We'll just have to convince him to come home with us.
Bobby reached up to play with his beard and frowned, scratching at the short stubble instead.
You'll get used to it, Rig assured him. Besides, Mason seems to like nuzzling against your prickly jaw. It feels weird, but yeah, totally worth a new look.
He chuckled and dropped his hands back onto his lap and looked longingly toward the house.
I'd do just about anything for that boy.
Same here.
But we can't force him to come with us, or even allow us to be a part of his life here.
He's still healing, Bobby, and we have to come to terms with the fact that he may never be ready to call another man sir.
Bobby sighed heavily and laid his head back.
I know that. It's just...
We've talked about this, Rig said gently, reaching out and laying a reassuring hand on Bobby's arm.
We can't change who we are or what we want, no matter how much you wish otherwise. It may be fine for a while, but pretending to be something you're not is unfair to him and to us.
Bobby laid his hand over Riggs and squeezed it.
My head knows you're right, but my heart is telling you to shut the hell up.
I get that, Bobby. I do. Hell, I haven't seen that look in your eyes in over 7 years, and I wish I could see it every day. But this has to be Mason's decision.
But there is nothing wrong with taking care of him until he is ready to stand on his own 2 feet again, Bobby said adamantly. There is nothing wrong with taking him home with us and taking care of him for as long as he needs us.
Bobby's hand tightened around Rig's painfully, his voice rising.
You love him too.
Rig went to his knees next to Bobby's chair and gently stroked his fingers across his partner's cheek.
I don't know if I love him, and neither do you.
Yes.
Rig pressed two fingers to Bobby's lips, silencing him.
We love that he needs us. We love taking care of him, and we love the idea of him being our boy. But he's not, and he may never be. You have to consider that and accept it.
Bobby grabbed the back of Rig's head and brought their foreheads together, both letting the weight of the truth of it sink in. Rig would love to have Mason as their boy. Hell, just as their lover. And he knew Bobby wanted it more than anything. But all they could do is continue to be there and support Mason and do the right thing by him, even if that meant eventually letting him go.
Hey, any room in there for me?
Mason called out, causing both Rig and Bobby to jump. Rig pressed a kiss to Bobby's lips before sitting back on his feet and stretching out an arm, encouraging Mason to come to them.
Always room for you,
he said sincerely. Mason's smile was huge, and the happiness in it hit Rig right in the center of his chest. Mason hugged Rig, nuzzled his jaw for a moment, before he crawled up on the lounge and pushed into Bobby's side.
How was your chat?
Bobby asked, and kissed the top of Mason's head.
It was great.
He totally cracks me up sometimes. Did you know he's got a new pony? Mason laughed. I always wanted a pony when I was a kid, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't asking Santa for the same kind Max likes.
I'm sure not, Rig laughed and kissed Mason's shoulder.
Rig's fingers instinctively sought out the warm skin of Mason's bare back. The other hand teased along the soft hairs on Mason's thigh. Mason was all lean muscle, compact, but he no longer looked emaciated, and his skin was now a healthy olive color.
I was hoping he'd be coming back down to see us. I even begged a little,
Mason admitted wryly.
But he's got his hands full with his new boy, and when he's not playing cowboy, his practice is keeping him hopping.
You know you could go see him, Bobby said tentatively.
In New York?
Mason said, lifting his head, his eyes wide as he stared down at Bobby. Rig would swear he heard excitement in Mason's voice, but when Mason continued, the words came out a little strained.
I've always wanted to go, or at least wished I could, but...
Mason shook his head and then laid it back down on Bobby's chest.
Too many people and I'm afraid of flying, he whispered.
We could drive, Rig said hopefully.
The thought of being stuck in a car for 2 days wasn't all that appealing, but if Mason came home with them, he'd gladly endure it.
I don't know,
Mason murmured, playing with the hair on Bobby's chest. Rig met Bobby's gaze, and he gave him a curt nod, silently encouraging him to say something.
Rig and I have to go home to get the house winterized, and we were hoping you would come with us.
You don't have to answer right now,
Rig interrupted. He couldn't bear to hear Mason say no.
Just think about it. A pre-holiday getaway,
he said, laying his head on Mason's hip, and resumed stroking the younger man's back.
But if you did consider it, don't let the crowds dissuade you. It would only be the three of us at our house. We wouldn't even make you go into the city if you didn't want to.
Mason snuggled in and sighed as Rig massaged the sinew along Mason's back.
I'll think about it,
he murmured, noncommittally. Rig huffed out a relieved breath. That was all he could ask from Mason. Now, it was up to him and Bobby to convince the man that a holiday was exactly what he needed, because Rig sure as fuck needed Mason to come with them. Chapter 21.
Would you cut it out?
Rig grumbled, warningly, as Bobby ghosted a touch along the back of his neck, making him shudder. Bobby jerked his hand back, just in time to avoid Rig grabbing onto his wrist.
I'm bored.
Rig shot him an evil glare over his shoulder and growled at him.
And I'm hungry,
he whined, ignoring the pissed-off vibe coming from the driver's seat. Mason stirred from where he was curled up.